Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
I only have time for a 10-second intro. Buzz Archive Friday. Hey, everybody. Say hi to everybody. Hi, everybody. Buzz Archive Friday taking you back to an interview with Twisted Sister's Dee Snider.
Kelly? Worst cup of coffee I've ever had earlier this morning. Vermont Country Blend. Took one sip, tastes like Detroit. What happened?
What happened, by the way?
And I remembered that I had an Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus late yesterday and left the sediment in the bottom of the mug. Oh, it was like chalk.
So
always rinse your cup up.
Really not the coffee's fault.
No, it wasn't the coffee's fault.
Clearly.
My bad.
Yeah. Vermont tasted like Detroit.
Oh, it was like, sheesh. It's like Flint, Michigan during the...
Oh, during the real problem they had there. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah, 7:07 on the buzz. So, I don't know. Do I owe an apology?
What'd you do?
Do I owe an apology?
No.
Think about?
Say again?
Is it what you were just talking about?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the update because I tried to go back a little bit.
Yeah, right. Do I owe an apology?
No. No, you want to get mouthy? Okay. Somebody gets to say something back.
Okay. Well, I posted on Instagram, and it's going to get deleted quickly because I don't want further comments on it. But I posted on Instagram a picture of a buzz ball from a couple years ago. And, you know, people comment on the photo, which is fine. And then one guy writes something about Scotty, and I go after him. And I'm like, you're a dick, you know? And the guy's like, I was defending you. Well, no. You were going after Roadkill. You weren't defending me. He's like, you know.
I what was it?
I posted a picture. It's the one with Roadkill in the basketball outfit.
Oh,
right?
My basketball outfit.
It's hilarious. It's great.
It's my Harlem Globetrotters.
And then another guy went after Kayla. And so I kind of went in and started throwing haymakers, you know, because I'm like, I'm done with that. I like, you know, it's not, you don't sit there and get to go, so-and-so's fat. And then I'm going to come at you and I'm going to call you a dick. And then you get mad because I'm a jerk and all the stuff I say on the air is fake.
Well, it's because the guy was probably sick. He's defending you because of Roadkill going after you. And
then you say, for all the stuff you give Krejci, that, but he just came out and said it like bang. And I'm like, dick move. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Yeah, you think you can say whatever you want. People can't say anything back.
I love it. It's crazy. Like, when you go back at them and say, and look, you can sit there and say, well, it's too bad. You know, that's the price. What's the price? Where people can say rude things is a price because of the job you do? I don't agree with that. You know? So you throw it back a little bit, and then I actually feel bad for saying, you know, the guy was a dick.
No.
You know? Yeah, so I don't know. I can't win. I let it go, and I stew because I want to say something. And then when I say something, I feel bad nonetheless. Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, no, you were a jerk. I don't care what you're saying. It was a jerk thing to say. It wasn't posed like a joke. It was posed like a jerk thing. So there you go.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that picture in a while. I was like,
it's a funny picture.
It's a great picture.
It's a funny picture.
I just haven't looked at those comments in a while. I saw some yesterday. I was like, I'm good. I'm good. Some of you are very nice, and some of you...
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, you're free to say whatever you want on the internet, but when somebody fires back at you, all of a sudden, you're offended. That's the weird thing, you know? Crazy. All right.
Who's the price you pay?
It shouldn't be. You're telling me you say it, oh, you're not what you say. Yeah, I am. I'm defending my friends. I'm exactly what I say I am. That's what you get. So, anyway.
Wow.
All right, well, anyway.
You make somebody's loins tingle, though. So that's good.
That's a good thing.
I think that was the nicest one.
Yeah. It wasn't a very...
Look, Scotty, anytime you can make someone's loin tingle, that's a pretty good thing.
And I guess I'm skipping salad day. Oh, did you delete it? I was just reading them all.
I haven't.
No, I'm trying to read them. But now it won't let me read them anymore.
Yeah, that's
you took
gone.
It away.
Yeah, it's gone. Look, I don't like one thing. I don't like it. I don't like arguments, and I don't like them to fester. I don't like you post something and then somebody takes it over and it becomes this long running fight. Whether I'm in it or not, I get rid of it. It's pollution. It's just pollution. Take it someplace. Mm. You know, don't like it, don't follow me. I don't care. Whatever. You know. Just kidding. Okay. I'm going to go on your family pictures and I'm going to write something like that. Man, you're fat. All right, I'm the fat one.
Well, and they're always so attractive, too.
I know. Whatever. So
if you fire back, they feel like, well, they've hit a nerve because I'm not saying for you, I'm talking for myself. Then you must be fat.
Right.
Because they must have hit a nerve.
Right.
But to me, it's like, okay, well, what I say in the room here, I'm joking. And if I knew that really deep down that I was hurting anybody, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, of course.
And I just like to have fun. But dude, sometimes you all of a sudden, then somebody comes after you and you come after them and then... Now they're like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, really? You called me fat.
I know.
I went and looked at your page. You're standing at a buffet, and you're eating like there's no tomorrow.
I know.
I say, you're fat, and then you go, I'm going
to
kill you.
Or worse, there's not one picture of them to be found.
Yep.
You know, and the funny thing is Roadkill rarely will go after someone, and I love it when he does, because you don't want to get in the ring. You don't want to get in the ring with him.
This woman came after me this year, and then the picture, her profile picture was her sitting at a table with like four plates in front of her.
Yeah.
And I said, really? Well, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, well, what do you think I mean by that?
It's crazy.
I'm well aware of the fact that I'm heavy toots, okay? See? But you're sitting at a table with four plates in front of you.
It's funny. It's funny. Kelly Brown, free of all of it. Free of all of it. I'm so envious.
Oh, the social.
Envious. Yeah. So, all right. Well, look, 7:13. Never mind that. And I'm sorry. I guess you're right. I should have just moved on, but I didn't. And I fell for it. So sorry. Anyway. Mm. Not sorry. But the point is, if you go to our pages at morningbuzz.com, we have some cool stuff for you. And I know, Scotty, that you're not really into the Christmas parody or re-records kind of stuff, but I will say there was one that I thought was actually pretty good.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
It's pretty good. It's Deck the Halls done to War Pigs. I'm going to have that up on my page at morningbuzz.com and a lot more. What do you got on your page?
Night Stalker, a new series that's going to be hitting Netflix January, February. Laura, you're going to want to check that out. It looks good. Also, Meet the Weinbergs and bands that I want you to know about.
Oh, I also got the crazy giraffe that is attacking. It's stalking and almost attacking this Jeep of tourists in a safari. It's crazy. Don't mess with the giraffe, man. You do not mess with the giraffe. Sorry, Laura, what do you got?
I have Cooking on a Budget. I have some arts and crafts. I get some recipes. I have some Christmas music playlists. Fun stuff.
All of that at morningbuzz.com and the Buzz 24/7. Today, Buzz Archive 24/7, brought to you by our friends at New Hampshire Army National Guard, Billy Bob Thornton.
It's time to play the game.
All right. It's time for the free-for-all.
Time to play the game.
Something different. We, today... I'm going to do a little Christmas match game. A little Christmas match game, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Very simple to play. And you can play alongside us at 888-556-7625 if you'd like to play. Special thanks to our friends at the Bratskeller Pizza Pub. Local favorite since 1968. Open for takeout and pickup. Support your local restaurants. You can call and order 603-436-0717. You can order online. Kelly, I'm going to order today. What am I going for?
Oh, you like the pepperoni.
I do, but if I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to go different. What am I going to go for?
Pepperoni mushroom? Or are you going to go dilemma loaded? Yeah.
Okay.
Mushrooms, onion, green peppers, pepperoni, meatball, and Greek sausage.
All right. Sounds good.
That's the dilemma, buddy.
So I'm telling you right now, we will read you a sentence. You have to fill in the blank. Two listeners will play, and you try to match the answers that we write. You have to try to think like we would, which we don't recommend you do normally. We are professionals. We're not well-schooled. So just be aware that you could get in trouble if you think a lot like we do. Right? Nothing to write home and brag about. But I'm going to start with, Scott is on the phone. Good morning, Scott.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, Dad.
All right, Scott, all right, so you know how we play? It's just a fill-in-the-blank kind of game, all right?
Yep.
All right, he knows. All right, hold on, Scott. Let's see who's on line two. It's George. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How's everybody else?
All right, good. You know how to play
not this. Bad.
You know how to play this game, George?
I sure do.
All right, I'm going to do you one at a time, so only one person answers. To try to answer as many, get as many matches per question as you can. We're going to start with Scott. So, George, you just sit tight on this one, okay? This is the Christmas edition, by the way, the Christmas edition of the Match Game. So here's question number one. Now, please, Scott, don't answer until I ask you for your answer. Here's the sentence. Santa said, "It's so cold on Christmas that even my blank is red." Okay? Don't answer yet. Santa said, "It's so cold on Christmas that even my blank is red." Folks, let me know when you got your answer.
Oh, I don't have a dinger.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. All right. I got it. And got to be something we can say on the air, obviously, so be advised. Everybody's in. Mm-hmm. So, Scott, what's your answer? Santa said, "So cold on Christmas, even my blank is red."
Even my butt is red.
Even my butt is red. All right. Good answer. Sitting on the sleigh, probably not a heated seat. You know.
So, I'm guessing old school.
Yeah, old school. Okay, Laura, Santa said, "So cold on Christmas, even my blank is red."
My reindeer.
Reindeer. Yeah. Oh. No match, no match, no match. Sorry, Kayla, even Santa's blank is red.
Even his beard is red.
Wow, ooh, his beard is red. I went a little different. You're close, Scott. Santa said it's so cold on Christmas that even my sack is red.
Isn't a sack?
His toy sack. Red? His sack. Yeah. That's what I thought. His sack is red. Kelly, so cold on Christmas, we're looking for... butt is red.
I went with the Uncle Remus.
You went with the Uncle Remus.
Russell the One-Eyed Muscle.
What?
What?
Excuse me?
Russell the One-Eyed Muscle. The pleasure pump.
Okay. Okay.
The Plum Tree Shaker.
The what?
Excuse me?
The Uncle Remus? Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Moving on.
I don't even know.
Not butt. Not a match yet. Scotty, even Santa's blank is red.
I wrote ass.
Ass. There you go. Scott's thinking alike right there. You got a point, Scott. Good for you. All right, George, are you ready?
Perfect. I am ready.
All right, George. Let's do this. Here it is. Laura wanted Santa to be healthier this year, so instead of cookies, she's leaving him a plate of blank. A plate of blank. Wait, don't answer yet, George. Don't answer yet. Okay?
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, so
ding,
Kayla's ding, in. Ding, okay, ding, Scotty's ding. In. All right. Laura's in?
Yeah, okay. I was thinking.
I'm in. George, Laura leaving him a plate of blank. What's your answer, George?
Let's go with the kale chips that you can, like, bake or whatever.
Okay, kale chips. All right, kale chips. The most exciting, most exciting snack
on
the planet.
I'm drawing a blank here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Let's go. Kayla, what do you think? Laura wants Santa to be healthier, leaving him a plate of blank.
Those apple crisp thin thingies.
Oh, apple crisp.
Those are good, too.
Okay. Kelly Brown, leaving him a plate of?
Gluten-free pasta.
Gluten-free pasta. Laura, you're leaving him a plate of?
Peanut butter protein balls.
Peanut butter protein balls. Scotty, can you read what I wrote Santa would have on the plate in front of him?
Kale.
Kale. Bam. Wow. Nicely done, George.
Yeah. Wow.
There's nothing worse on the planet than kale. I'll have it as salad, but I don't want it as a snack. What do you got? Santa is being left a plate of blank for Laura. From Laura. Scotty.
Peloton Flyers.
Peloton Flyers. No, but we come away with a 1-1 tie. All right? So now, moving on next to round number three, we go back to George. Back to Scott. Scott, are you ready?
Yep.
Scott? All roadkill.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All roadkill wants for Christmas, Scott, is a blank. Don't answer yet. All roadkill wants for Christmas is a blank. Okay? Hold on.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Everybody in?
I'm in.
All right. Scott.
I hate it when I have to tell you.
All roadkill wants.
I hate when that happens.
All roadkill wants for Christmas is a blank. Scott, what is your answer?
A new drum kit.
New drum kit. All right.
That's a good guess.
Okay. All right. There you go. Kelly, what do you got?
I said a 17th drum kit. I think
that would work. That would work. Yes, that does work. Absolutely. That's a match. So there's another for Scott.
Laura, all Roadkill wants for Christmas is a?
Amy's Mouth Treats.
Whoa. Wow.
Jeez, PG-13.
Even the listener was like, jeez.
I know what he wants.
Look at her face. Look at how red it is.
I know what you want.
Wow. Well, good morning, everybody. Good
morning. Guys, listen.
Kayla, you're next. All Scotty wants for Christmas is a?
A TARDIS.
A TARDIS. I like that. All right. So you got one match, Scott. All Roadkill wants for Christmas is?
What?
I wrote a Hummer. Well, mine could be a vehicle. I mean, I'm just saying. It could be a Hummer. Maybe he wants a different kind of car. I don't know. Scotty, all you want for Christmas is?
A neck that moves.
Oh. Well, you got 1 point, Scott. So now you have a 1 point lead. George, you need one to tie, two to win. All right?
All right. Mind melt, everybody.
There we go.
Mind melt.
All right. Mind melt. George, if Kelly were Santa, bad kids would get a blank in their Christmas stocking. Don't answer yet. Think about it, everybody in the room. Think about it in the room.
Ding.
If
ding,
Kelly
ding,
were ding, Santa, bad kids would get a blank in their Christmas stocking. All right? All right. We're in. George, what is your answer? Bad kids. If Kelly were Santa, bad kids would get a blank in their stocking.
I would say... big old pile of dookie.
The old dookie. Okay, the old pile of poop. Okay.
Plus it takes him a week to do it.
Okay.
3 gallons of poop.
You just have to go for a run.
Unless you just have to go for a run.
There's been a couple instances this year where that's worked.
All right, so poop. There you go. All right, so let's start off with Kayla. Kayla, if Kelly were Santa, bad kids would get a blank in their stocking.
A re-gifted candle.
Wow, re-gifted candle. So true. Kelly invented regifting, by the way. Laura, what would Kelly put in a stocking?
A very large Fact or Fiction trophy.
Ah, very nice. Which happens to be a phallus.
Good one.
Oh, no, please, it's a bad one.
But they're kids. Kelly, I wouldn't mess with a kid.
Kelly, yeah,
that's right.
Kelly, what would you put in the bad kids' Christmas stocking?
I said rock.
You did a rock.
Rock.
If Kelly were Santa, bad kids would put. What would he put in their Christmas stocking? I had the same idea as Laura. I wrote Dill and his brother Doe. So there you go. So no. And Scotty, he's not going to win. But what do you for the tie? What did Kelly put in the Christmas stocking?
A light beer.
A light beer.
Oh, nice.
Scott survives for the win. There you go. Just barely. Hey, hold on, Scott. Congratulations. You get the gift certificates to the Brat. Hold on, George. We will give you... We got something for you, too. Hold on, guys. Don't hang up. All right? There you go. Nicely done. Light beer. That was a great answer.
They're underage kids. Underage.
Well, that's you, though.
You sometimes still gave a beer to Gizmo when he started his job here.
That's true.
And he was underage.
That's true. There it is.
Yeah, no way. His mother was dropping him off at work.
All right. There you go. Laura with the shocking answer of the day. I'll tell you that.
Don't look at me like you didn't think it. I mean, come on.
What I think and what I write down are two different things.
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday. Let's go Celtics.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.